jeans, put your denim on. High and tight, right? Like Jay Leno want them. And this'll be a warning. You don't like brown talk? Turn the sound off. Like now, dawg. Review and rate it. Updated weekly. Done smell, done burned and greasy. It's Christina P, main mommy T-Nuts. You need to wipe down to try and clean up. Know what I'm saying? Like FIFO, take a walk with me. This is your mom's house.
Honestly. Hear myself. Oh, here I am.
Oh, now you can hear yourself.
I'm so dumb.
You big stoops machine.
Boo. Wow, thank you for that round of applause.
That was Garrett Plummer.
Garrett, you're good, man.
His mommies.
That was an amazing song.
It's a really good song.
It's a really good song.
Garrett, you're good.
Guys, I would plug our July 12th Toronto, Canada show, but we're sold out.
Sold the fuck out. Apparently, they're working on getting some folding chairs in there, trying to get 20, 30 people extra in there.
That's going to be a mommy bonanza.
I'm so excited about that shit.
Me
I am
too.
So excited.
I may have to wear special Canadian jeans.
That's the fucking...
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Guys, thank you for coming out to Brea this week if you came to see me. I implore you, though, to make it to the Ice House August 9th. At the annex in the side room.
Talk about August.
Talk about August. It's fine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. Hit it. Hold up. I'm going to do some shit y'all ain't never seen in Brea, okay? What I'm about to do is I'm going to pull my jeans way the fuck up. I'm going to say some crazy shit you ain't going to hear at a mainstream club. It's for real mommies only.
Heard me?
Don't keep it real. Don't keep 100. Tom, what about you, my nigga?
Damn. All right.
I'm in character. I can say that.
I love when you have to explain it.
my white guilt
I'm
takes
in character
over.
Right now, you guys.
Guys. I'm wearing my high definition glasses.
I said it as a character. Please. Understand how characters work.
Don't. I am method acting.
Just kind of. You got to understand. I don't think you understand character work. I mean, Jesus. Are you not in. Do you not know how characters facilitate?
Well,
All right, check it out. Very excited about Toronto this week. Right before Toronto, I'm in London, Ontario at the Fox and the Fiddle on Wednesday the 9th. I'm at Absinthe in Hamilton, Ontario on July 10th. And then after the great big Toronto Super Show, it's Hartford, a.k.a. Fartford, the 17th through the 20th. And then we're going to Ontario together. California.
Yes.
Ontario, California, 25th through the 27th. I'm very excited about that. Together, we don't get to do that often.
That was a special arrangement. We were bagged.
Yep.
And I was all right.
I was all like, all right. And then check me out in Sacktown at the Punchline early August. And then I go to Pittsburgh, Sicksburg, the week after that. I got the full charge in Sicksburg. The week after that, I'm in Columbus at the Funny Bone, Ohio. I got the Denim on Denim Jeff Tate with me there. And then Big Ernie's coming with me, a.k.a. Andy Erickson, to Denver at Comedy Works the 28th through the 30th of Augustus. So that's
Ernie,
what's up.
I can't wait to get a full Ernie report.
Oh, yeah.
How is the driving coming? I heard she's driving now.
Oh, yeah. That's, well, I don't know. We'll have to ask Big Earn what's up.
Big Earn. It's not. Yeah. She's not Big Earn. I think Ernie was bad enough for a woman, but Big Earn.
That's Big Earn right there.
Babe. Yeah. No woman wants to be called. Okay. Guys.
What's her name?
Listen. Have you considered this? Did you know that on Amazon, you can buy pet supplies? I'm talking about. You want to buy some fancy feast for your cat? You want to go down to the store. You can buy that shit on bulk on Amazon. You got greenies. You get them greenies for your dog. FIFO, you like greenies?
Yeah, I like greenies.
You love the shit out of them greenies. What about FIFO? You like the food that I buy for you?
Yeah, you know. Nah, that's just bullshit.
It's bullshit.
I want you to get new shit.
New. Okay. Well, you know what? I can, FIFO, on Amazon. If you go through your mom's house podcast.com, you go, I look like an insane person.
Can I post that?
I look insane. Hold on. I look like, remember Mr. Furley on, yeah, you can post this, on Three's Company. And
yeah,
he would pull up his pants super high and then his bump would show. That's exactly how I look, like a fat old man. Please post that. Anyway, shop using our banner on the homepage of Mom's House Podcast. Click on that banner and you can buy all kinds of pet supplies. You'll get a bird feeder, you know what I'm saying? You can get, God, my eyes are bad. I'm getting old as shit. Fish foods, cat litters. Did you ever think about that?
You can get it all.
You can get that, all that stuff on Amazon. And then it kicks back money to our show. I think that was the worst plug I ever done for Amazon. What do you think?
Right now?
Yeah, I mean, I have on these high definition glasses, but I feel like they're affecting my ability to think clearly because I can see everything so clearly. Everything's crisper and clearer. I can see at night when I'm night driving, you know?
To me, there's nothing. If you offered me $1,000 Prada sunglasses or these HD Vision glasses, I would take the HD Vision. They're the shit.
All day, every day.
They look cool.
What do you like best
about? Hand them over.
Okay. Here you go. Wow. Well, you take them off, it's like the world is a duller place.
Yeah, the world sucks without these. Why are they so chewed on?
And
is that FIFO?
Of course, that's the dog.
Jesus Christ.
FIFO chewed on it?
Look at these. They're totally mangled.
I didn't even notice that.
I'm going to have to give them a beating at the end of the day.
Wow.
I mean, right now, you know what I feel
whoa,
like?
Whoa, I got it.
I feel like I'm in fucking charge right now.
Wow, Tommy. Now describe the world to you.
I'm gonna do
like a radio DJ when they're like, "This is crazy." Yeah, okay. I just got him post that shit up on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, you know, this is the way. This is why you see Boner from U2, and you see Jack Me Off Nicholson wearing sunglasses.
Jack Me Off Nicholson.
Why do they wear sunglasses everywhere? Because they're fucking, they get this kind of vision. Everything's cooler, you know? Everything's rad. Everything's like, yeah, I know how, this is the way the world's supposed to be.
Here, I'm going to post this on Instagram right now as we're recording so that our audience can see what we look like.
Yeah, I posted yours.
I know.
On Instagram.
So you got yours. Your Instagram is Segura Tom, so that's people
right.
know.
Right, right. Tom Segura is a nice kid from Britain.
And I'm Christina P-A-Z, right?
Yeah,
on Instagram?
Christina Paz.
So, if you guys want to see what your asshole mommies look like right now, oh, this is so funny. You look retarded.
I posted a Throwback Thursday pic last week that made it onto some bloggers' sites as one of the funniest Throwback Thursdays of the week, of the day.
The drunk?
Yeah, the drunk, fat, high one. Yeah. I was like, ugh.
Those are the best pictures.
Yeah, that was spring break of my sophomore year, I think. I can't remember.
Where were you?
I was on a cruise. With Casey and Justin, where the dude's at.
It's funny because your lips look so soft.
Where the dude's at.
That's Casey.
Oh, yeah. Casey was with you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you cut him out of the photo. I don't think he'd appreciate me.
Yeah, I knew he would fucking cry about it. So, you know.
Where are the dudes at?
So.
Oh, I got a job, you guys. I have gainful employment.
Oh, what if somebody like wants to hire me, but then they're like, why do people ask you where the dudes are at all the time? That was his big complaint.
He should be really honored to be the keeper of the dudes.
See, I feel like I'll take this intro we're about to do, the next one with the sunglasses on.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You ready to start this shit or what?
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I can handle what's about to happen.
Hold on. Just hold on to yourself.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God. My God.
Oh, shit. Where the fuck did this just go? Oh, you got to be shitting me.
Oh, my God. My God.
No way.
My cunt.
Hold on.
You gotta get out of the car.
Why?
There's a weight limit.
Do I fucking look 4 tons to you, you dickhead?
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house.
Whoa.
With Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Whoa. Double intensity. Wow. Wow, playing behind your head. Behind your back. Wow. With your teeth. Playing with your teeth. Wow. Look at that. Ooh, what a grimace. Everything was so much more intense
because of the sunglasses. I'm telling you, man.
You were you gave me a grimace, a rock grimace. You stuck your tongue out. You play behind your back on that one.
I know.
You're bobbing in your seat a lot harder. Everything's better with HD Vision, babe. Everything's better.
I tell you, this is one of my favorite real life kind of things that people do that I think is so funny to get a reaction out of somebody. Oh. And the fact this guy got this recorded, like, I love, like, genuine, this is a totally real moment.
Yeah.
Where this guy's about to drive over a bridge and he's got his camera phone on and it says speed limit 35 miles an hour. And then it says weight limit 4 tons. And he goes, oh shit, you got to get out of the car. And she's like, why? And he goes, weight limit. And she goes, I look fucking 4 tons to you, you dickhead. It's, to me, this is like my favorite real life humor. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When people do shit like this.
So mean, it's good.
Oh, Grime, you got to get out of the car.
Why?
There's a weight limit.
Do I fucking look 4 tons to you, you dickhead?
That's great. You fucking dickhead.
I love it. I love it.
I do. That's how you should talk to your grandchildren, by the way.
That's a fun elevator prank, too. You got to go, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Got a 2,600 pound capacity. You gotta get out.
That's a good thing to do to your mom, especially your mom.
Yeah.
Hey, pero Tommy.
Me?
Me? What about you?
You are much more big. You get out.
You know what my dad would do? Mm. He'd go, ma-ha-ha, very funny. Like, he wouldn't even know what happened.
It's good. Yeah, it's very funny, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, come on, please, come on. It's not cool. Come on, this be cool.
Jokes, these are bad jokes.
It is kind of a dad bonery joke, but it's still pretty funny.
Yeah. There's so much to fart about. Did you have a good Brea time, right? You had a good time that
night? I loved Brea. I didn't think I would as much, you know, because you hear the word Brea and you're like, Brea, what's in there? But
is that what you go?
Brea.
Brea.
Matt Fulstron goes Brea. it was super fun. I really love seeing the mommies. It really warms my butthole.
Yeah.
To know that there's mommies in the audience.
I had a week off.
You did?
Yeah.
What have you been doing with your free time?
What did I do? I mean, you know, I've been pushing weight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Making workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxing, maxing out.
Stomping the yard.
Stomp the yard. Me and Theo just kind of held down the neighborhood.
Right.
We had some good TV time, watched some shows.
What have you guys been watching together?
I don't know. I masturbated, in front of him, but he laid on me.
No!
Weird. Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Didn't mean to. It just happened.
It doesn't just happen. I hate when you masturbate in front of our dog. I told you not to do that.
He fell asleep. He was not interested.
But how do you even do that in front of him? It's like your child, babe.
Yeah. I mean, I just told him, like, you know, when dad's home, grown-up shit happens, you know?
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Please don't masturbate in front of our dog anymore.
Okay.
You don't know what that's going to do to him somewhere down the line. He's already an at-risk youth. You know, his behaviors are unruly.
Yeah.
He's been getting up at 4 a.m. now, demanding to go out. I let him out at 4 a.m. and he just disappeared.
Did you let him out last night?
Yeah.
No, you did not. Did you really?
I'm sorry, the night before.
No, because last night he got off the bed again. He left.
Yeah.
Like, immediately after we went.
What is he doing? Is he collecting? Maybe he's collecting money from World Cup.
Semifinals, yeah, are going on right now. So there's probably big bets going on in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he was really afraid. July 4th was, if you guys have animals, you know what we're talking about. There is no panic for a poor pet than fireworks. I can't even imagine what he hears.
It scared the fuck out of him. Yeah.
Poor guy. Especially coming from a bad neighborhood. I mean, it should be like any Tuesday for him, but he wasn't used to those loud sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to put his thunder shirt on him, and we tucked him under a blanket, and he cuddled up next to us. He didn't like it. Definitely didn't like it.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not a big fan of that shit, man.
No,
no. There was that. Do you have the? Is this you? No. There's the. There's the July 4th clip I wanted to play.
Okay.
Where is it? Let me find this real quick.
And at some point in this episode, can we hear the My Cunt, My Cunt, My Cunt song again?
Whenever you want.
I've been thinking about that one for days.
Really?
You know when a tune just gets stuck in your head and you just can't get it out. It's social did that for me.
Yeah.
And my cunt's doing that for me.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Sure. Wait,
1 second.
I'm fucking ready.
So, there's this. This is a July 4th clip that I thought would be fun. Especially post 4th of July.
Money under my Vernon. You can't see him on my camera. My shit off, so it don't even matter.
They're about to set off some bootleg fireworks.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, shit. Whoa. That was awesome. That was awesome right there. God damn. Wow, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, Lord Jesus.
There's a bush on fire now because of that.
Get the water, nigga! Jesus Christ! Lord have mercy!
He's doing a character.
He's
too.
In character.
Don't
yeah,
worry about it. Don't worry about
it. Get the water, nigga! It's going down! Oh, the motherfucking bootleg fireworks shit! Oh shit!
There you go. Bootleg. You know what I'm saying?
Did you set off fireworks as a kid?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We got, you know, sparklers. We got bottle rockets, things like that. I got an M80 one time with some friends, and we blew that shit up. Mm. I could have fucking taken our hand off, man.
Oh, when I think about me and our pod,
yeah,
dude, back in the Valle when we lived in Canoga Park,
yeah,
dude, first of all, Mexicans love fireworks, so Canoga Park was full of Mexicans back in those days, in the 80s. My dad would just get a big box of shit, just go out into the street. Light some shit.
Yeah,
we lit the fuck up some fireworks. You know what I'm saying?
Those fireworks. I've heard a bunch of them, but didn't really see shit this year. I didn't even go look for them.
We didn't. Well, the full charge was over here. We hung out with Matt, and we left just as the fireworks were beginning.
Yeah.
Do you realize
we ate a lot and drank a lot that day?
Full charge comes over at like 2 o'clock. We start queuing.
Mm-hmm.
We start drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walk over to the beach to go look at maybe fireworks. We decide, fuck fireworks. Let's keep drinking. And then we went to Yogurt Land instead, too.
Yeah.
And got frozen yogurt with a bunch of shit on that. And then...
there was a lot of consumption that day.
Drank more, ate more, smoked some weed, eat some cheeseburgers at midnight.
It was good times.
It was a good day.
I got to tell you, you were talking about this song, and I also have not stopped thinking about this song. I've been playing it in my head.
Me too.
We've been quoting it to each other a lot and laughing about it. And this is that OG from Max Newman, and we just been loving it. I don't know what's going on.
We fucking cut. cut.
I love the music.
Oh, it's the best, yeah.
Oh, we fucking cut. cut.
All right.
Oh, we fucking cut.
It's sexy.
You know what? It gets me. It gets me on that patriotic kind of beat, right?
Dun, dun.
Little Yankee Doodle goes to town.
Dun,
yeah, dun, dun, yeah. And then I really like her screaming.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah. Really add something.
She really took a beating.
I haven't seen the footage.
You have to see it. It's pretty intense.
Can you describe the footage to me?
They put her in some type of device that doesn't let her move.
Oh,
where she's standing but bent over. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So she's bent at the waist. Her rear is exposed. and she's locked into this thing. So they can have their way with her mouth or her back. So a guy's behind her, pounding her, and then in her mouth. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, my fucking cunt. And then...
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's that is hilarious. Wait, what part's the funniest to you?
It's all funny. I mean, there's no... Yeah.
It's a hilarious part.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know if she was being strapped down. But, you know, it's consensual. She's really down.
She likes what she's doing. Yeah. She definitely likes what she's doing.
Yeah. I don't like what she's doing.
Yeah.
She likes what she's doing.
Here today
To take it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you excited about?
Just the feeling of being helpless.
Oh, okay. That's
what she likes it.
I like the idea of just a cock just controlling my mouth.
See? Yeah, you know that's what you want. Come on now, give it to me. You take it out of your throat, I'll let you breathe.
It's sexy.
I know, but I'm becoming like a little whore.
It's just a great hold. Yeah, you know, lots of saliva.
There we go. It's there
really
we
good.
Go.
The saliva on the cock and take it.
What are you looking forward to most today?
Two men just farming. Very sexy.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, shit. My cunt.
So I know by the time I went around and started fucking your pussy, it was wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really enjoying myself.
You were.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a nice little tag at the end.
Yeah.
I like when somebody goes, you know, I know when I got around to fucking your pussy, it was really, it was nice.
I don't like to hear guys talk about it.
This is called...
so stupid.
Oh, you'll like this. It's called Sexually Broken.
Yeah, that's about accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, the images from this are just neat.
I don't like the stupid interviews they do in pornography.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are we going to do today? And then it's like, you know what I mean? Like, look, what are we going to do today? I'm going to make $1,000. I'm going to go buy that nice, you know, handbag I've been wanting to buy. That's all. She's not thinking about liking it.
I got to send you this picture.
What? Let me see.
I'm sending it to you. Hold on.
Oh, fuck. Is it really turn you on? Yeah. What is she going to say? No, I'm just thinking about buying some new heels. That's all. You know what I'm saying? These hoes, I don't believe it.
Yeah. So
they're not interested in you, sir.
You don't think so?
They're hoes, dude.
You can't trust these hoes,
you know,
man.
You know what hoes like? Money. You know what she's thinking about? $1,000.
You think so?
Yes. Most definitely. Otherwise, she would have a different career. She would have a career.
I don't say she doesn't have a career.
I'm sorry. What does Yoshi call them? Stars, right? Yoshi's always like, a strong performer. Strong stars.
Yeah, she's she's a very strong performer.
He doesn't talk like that.
She's very good at that.
Yoshi doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's a very strong performer. Ting tong ping pong.
She very good.
Oh, I see her. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. This girl is broken. I'll describe it to you since my husband.
Yeah.
So it's like an old-timey, you know when they put someone on the block, like back in the Pilgrim times? You know when you see them in the stock? What is that called? The stock? Anyway, that's it. So her head is popping out of a wooden plank, and she's got her arms and her wrists binded.
That's her. That's the girl.
And her tits are hanging. It's not a flattering look when you're on all fours and your tits hang like that, like udders. Yeah. It's never cute. Unless you got real fake sloppers, then they never hang. You got to get fake ones.
You don't think that's a good look for her?
Nobody looks cute like this. This is not flattering for her, no. And her makeup is smeared. Her eye makeup, she's no lipstick on. Her teeth look a little rotten.
I should have sent you this picture. Hold on.
Her body
this is a better
pins.
Picture.
Oh, jeez Louise. Yeah, her tits don't. That's not good.
Her tits look rotten, you think?
No, they look like udders because all of ours do. It's not just her. It's not a sexy look, you know.
It is a sexy look.
You got to be cognizant of what you look like.
She looks very sexy.
Yeah.
In this image that I'm sending you right now.
She's young.
God, you think so?
She's really young. She looks like my Uncle Steve too.
Not look like your Uncle Steve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She looks like your Uncle Steve?
Her nose and her eyes kind of, yeah. She looks real dead behind the eyes, though.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, here's another one you sent me. It's just titled Both. Oh, okay, thank you.
See, that's how most of it was shot.
So unbelievable.
Describe that to the listeners.
You know what I always appreciate?
Describe it.
I am. So she's in this stock thing, right? So her ankles are in one piece of wood. She's bent over. Her arms and her head are through another piece of wood. And there's two gentlemen, one behind her, one in front of her. What's really nice about these gentlemen is that they've kept their t-shirts on, their black t-shirts on, removed their pants. So they're wearing like Timberlands and t-shirts.
Yeah. You know why they do that?
Good look.
They're not in shape.
Oh.
They keep their shirts on when they're kind of doughy.
Hmm. It's nice to keep your shoes on though on a porno set, right?
That's another whole other thing, yeah.
You want to keep your shoes on. You don't know what you could be slipping and sliding in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, this is really exciting, what I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
I forgot about this. Do you remember a few episodes ago we played this song?
How could I forget? Oh, no. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
Then I'm hungry. And I'm farting. Getting grumpy.
Okay, so this bitch is singing about Chinese food.
I don't know if she's a bitch, but all right.
Coincidentally, is the name of the song. Now, the same writer of that song, same producer, also wrote and produced the very, very famous tune called Friday.
Yes, I remember this. I had this on my iPod, yeah.
Okay. And where is the... It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Okay, so we were playing these horrific songs.
And it's a grown man who's writing these, yeah.
Got a message from somebody... The guy that wrote them is named Patrice Wilson.
Okay.
And that was her boss.
Wow.
One of our listeners used to work for the guy that wrote these songs.
You're kidding.
No. So I saw this on Twitter and I asked for more information. I forgot that I got this email from her. So I'm going to read you.
Please.
She said, hey, I tweeted you telling you the dude who wrote Friday and Chinese food was my boss. What I didn't mention was he was also my friend's dad's BFF.
Oh,
they wrote music and sang together, and to be honest, it was pretty whack.
What? No way.
Shocking, I know, from the master lyricist who wrote Friday. I had a CD at one point of their music.
Oh.
And I want to slap myself for not hanging on to it. I'm so upset that she...
Fuck.
A girl I know married his brother and moved to Nigeria, where he's from, and they run a church or something. It was like 10 years ago. But she used to work for a scam company that sold plans to get people out of debt for $500, which they ironically had to charge to their credit card.
Oh.
He was my manager and would always wear like skin tight muscle shirts.
Of course.
Yeah. Sometimes even see through. And he had a thick Nigerian accent. I don't remember much because I was only 18. He did write me up for insubordination and eventually fired me. Then a couple of years later, I got a job at Sears Call Center and he was my manager there too.
What?
This time, he eventually got fired. Not really sure why, but probably because he was a really bad manager and hit on everyone.
Ugh.
He also worked at the AOL call center before the two that I mentioned. He was always nice, but super cheesy, not very bright, and clearly thought very highly of himself. He's a fucking sociopath.
Yes.
Also, he seemed full of shit and skeevy. When I saw him rapping in Rebecca Black's video, I lost my shit. Wish I had something more interesting to share about him. Was super excited to hear you guys make fun of him on the podcast. You guys are the best. From Washington State, Liz. Thank you, Liz.
Liz, I think you've shared all we need to know. I feel like your assessment of him pretty much confirms our assessment, which is probably not very bright, which you said. Absolutely a douchebag.
Completely
clueless. The tight shirts, say no more.
And he wants to be you know, the guy. So
yeah,
this, I think this would be him right here. This looks like the rapping in the video.
Oh, let's please.
I don't want this GRB, Rebecca Black. So chilling in the front side, in the back seat. I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side. Woo. Passing by is a school bus in front of me. Makes tick-tock, wanna scream. My time is Friday, it's a weekend. Yeah. We gonna have fun, come on, come on, y'all.
That was terrible.
God. Jesus. You know, that really is a sign of our times when people just want to be known. Even if it's for the worst thing, they just want to be known. It's just celebrity now. It's just a shameless time to live in. People have no guilt or shame about
this
anything.
This is crazy.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's funny. This has this song is so... Okay, it has... Friday has 69 million views.
Yeah.
374,000 thumbs up likes.
Uh-huh.
1.3 million thumbs down.
Sounds like my stand-up. That's great.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
That's a bad song.
Chinese food. He also wrote Chinese food. It also has, it has three times the dislikes as likes. God, this guy's got a talent for that.
For shitty music,
for making music that people, that literally upsets people. So this fucking asshole also insisted on, let's see here, hold on, Chinese food. I know he makes himself rap in this as well. The same guy, Patrice. Here he is. To eat Chinese
food, egg roll and chop suey. Oh my God.
I use the chopsticks to eat hot sticks. Put some hot sauce and sweet and sour, make it sweet. Because Chinese food takes away my stress. Now I'm gonna go and eat Panda Express.
Oh my Christ.
Man, you're rapping? That's called rapping now?
I think it's the lyrics. I'm more offended at how stupid and simplistic the lyrics are.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I use chopsticks to eat my pot sticks. Like, what? Yeah. Are you retarded?
I get some hot sauce.
Yeah. I mean, the kids of Whitney High actually made more complex music.
They did, and we've broken that shit down before.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be kidding me, dude. This is a neat email you forwarded me from the website from Nick. He says, Christina, you know who's intellectually smart and also a great musician? Greg Griffin, the lead singer of Bad Religion. He has a PhD in anthropology and taught Life Science 1 at UCLA. That's fucking cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like Bad Religion. I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that, Nick. I think that's so rare.
And
super cool.
The other little music tidbit thing we found out. Homeboys from what do you call them?
Mastodon?
Megalodon. Yeah. The guys from Mastodon, at least one of them, I don't know if all of them went to Shiloh High School.
Uh-huh.
Which is where my friend Justin went to high school. Yeah. And I feel like one of them, if not all of them, were in the same grade as Justin's older brother Sean.
What a small world.
Yeah, because Justin's nick, they used to call him Shiloh because he went to Shiloh High.
Right. I always wonder why you guys called him Shiloh.
Yep. That's where they went to school.
And just to
clarify, all comes together.
I'm not saying that musicians are by definition dumb. That's not the point. I meant that they're generally.
Did you imply that?
I hope not. I'm trying to remember what stupidity I did say. I think it's they're generally not like PhDs. You know, they're not nerds that speak five languages.
No, not generally, but that's a fair.
They're
statement.
Not nerds, is what I mean. Yeah. Those nerds that made Summertime, you're like, these are fucking nerds. You know, you need to be a little reckless to make good music.
Yeah.
And, I mean, punk musicians, for the most part, I think are super smart. You got Jello Biafra, super smart dude. What's his name? Rollins? Henry Rollins, super smart dude. There's a lot of smart guys in punk.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so much in your music, you know what I mean? Like, rap,
all right.
Hip-hop, it's just, oh, money, bitches, my dick, suck it, you know.
Everybody's telling us, by the way, to check out the new Mastodon album.
Oh, I know. They just released one.
Yeah, we have to listen to it.
Yes. Very exciting, Mastodon. I can't wait for you guys to come on our show.
Please come on the show. Let's talk about Shiloh High.
Speaking of entertainment, Tom, I have a pitch for you.
Okay.
For a show I've developed around you. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a game show.
Okay.
Which is a little different for you. I know you're not used to that. And what I'm going to do is for an entire year, I'm going to collect your farts in like jars, those like mason, not mason jars. What's the kind of jar that you could put like goods in that they stay fresh in?
Okay.
Do you know what those are called?
Yeah, they're like jam jars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sealed. So for a year, I'm going to collect your farts and I'm going to catalog what you've been eating that day. And then we're going to have a game show where contestants come on, they open the jar, they smell the fart, and then they have to tell me what you ate that day.
What? How? But how would? What's the setup? Is there a stage? Is it like a live studio audience?
Of course.
And then.
Of course.
And then, like, the show opens.
Right.
And then. Right.
Smell Tom's farts.
And then somebody gets pulled out of the audience.
Yeah, like The Price is Right. They have to wear costumes, and whoever has the coolest costume, you pick them. Mm-hmm. Tom picks them. Like, you sit up there on the
and
stage.
They go, you come on down, Kevin, like that. And you too, Mary.
Yes, boy and a girl.
Right. And then they're like, hi, they're all excited.
And then I'll be the host.
Are there prizes?
Well, hold on. I'm the host. And I go, oh, so Mary, where are you from? I'm Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Why do you want to smell Tom's farts? Well, I love his Netflix special. I'm a huge fan of your mom's house. Plus, my husband farts a lot. I feel like I could really win this game.
Okay.
Okay, Mary. Good job. Woo. The prize is, I haven't really thought about it this far.
Should be cool prizes, I would think.
Like a cruise with you where they go to a buffet with you.
Yeah.
And then they can watch you eat and smell. And no, they get to sleep next to you like I do.
Yeah.
And they get to hear your morning farts like I do.
No, that's a neat prize.
Or they get to go to the restaurant with you like we did yesterday.
Right.
And then after the meal is done, you fart in the restaurant booth 5 times in a row. And it smells so bad that we have to leave quickly so as to not offend everybody around us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a neat prize.
Yeah, I farted really, really intensely at that restaurant.
And that's the inspiration for my game show.
Okay.
Because your farts do smell different depending on what you've been
eating. So then do I just like sit on their faces and fart? How does this work? Do
no,
I get behind a curtain?
That could be for the final fart of the day. But I'm saying...
the jars. These are the jars.
The jars, yeah. Oh, it's right. Pre-production.
What was this?
There's a lot of pre-pro.
What did he eat here?
Right.
Okay.
And we go different ethnic foods. We do, you know, Vietnamese food one day.
Yeah.
We do Indian curry, curry.
That's a neat pitch. I have a pitch for you, too, for your show. Your show is called Dog Dick Afternoon. And what it is...
Yeah?
Like, you see those dog walkers with, like, 9 dogs?
Yeah.
And they're all different breeds. There's, like, a golden retriever, and there's a Yorkie, and there's a lab, and there's a, a Frenchie. All these dogs are laying on their backs, and you jerk off each of the dogs.
Nope.
Right? You jerk off each dog, and you collect their samples.
No.
And then you rub their dog semen into your skin, and you go, I feel younger every day, like that. And then you just lay in the sun with dog cum on you.
What is the stupidest game show I've ever heard?
The CBS this fall.
What do I win?
Coming to CBS.
What do I win?
Christina Pajitsky from Chelsea Lately and Funniest Wins is starring in a new series. It's called Dog Dick Afternoon.
I think my show Smell Tom's Farts is way better than Dog Dick Afternoon.
Everybody would watch Dog Dick Afternoon.
No, everybody wants to know what you ate.
No, they don't.
And they want to smell your farts.
They've never seen a nice, sweet, attractive woman jerk off every different breed of dog.
I'm not jerking off dogs.
Yes, you are.
I'm not jerking off dogs.
That's the show. You can't not do the show.
I'm not going to jerk. I
have
will
you ever
never
seen
do
you go,
that.
Going, when we come back from this commercial, have you ever seen a poodle come?
What is wrong with you? Nobody likes your show.
Everybody
nobody likes your
likes
show.
The show.
Right now, the audience is listening to this. They're like, nobody wants to see a dog get jerked off.
Bullshit.
By. There's one guy.
Bullshit.
There's one weird guy somewhere, but everyone else, nobody wants to see that.
People like seeing dogs orgasm.
Nobody likes to see dogs.
Yes, they
That's
do.
That's so gross.
You're not hurting the dog. You're making the dog feel
are.
Good.
It's dog abuse. It's
not
abuse.
Dog abuse.
To jerk off a dog, you can't. It's not even legal. I don't think it's legal.
Why was it? Why
My
is it
idea.
Illegal?
First of all, there's a never-ending supply. You're the supplier. It's interesting. It's cultural. Has audience participation. Yours is illegal. It's unethical. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to see me jerk off a dog's dick. Again, one guy does, but no one else.
I really feel like this is not true.
Just consider my idea.
Well, I think you should consider my idea.
It takes a year of pre-production, so we got to get started now.
Okay. Well, listen to this. Back to Shiloh High School. Troy Sanders is a bassist and vocalist. He graduated from there, and he's a member of Mastodon.
Megalodon.
And then Kyle Sanders, who I believe is related to him, is a bassist for the heavy metal bands Blood Simple and Medication.
Wow.
Who else went to Shiloh? David Pollock. He played for the Bengals, but he got hurt. He got neck hurt.
Oh, that sucks.
He went to Georgia. I remember that. And he was an upperclassman when Justin was a freshman or sophomore.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
It's a small place.
Small place.
Shiloh.
Let's see what.
What's it's not there? Like L.A., you know, where I grew up. It's a lot of people.
It's basically Atlanta. I don't know how small that
it's
is.
It's a tiny little town.
Tiny town of Atlanta.
It doesn't really matter.
It's in the suburbs. Snellville.
Smellville?
Snellville.
Smellville?
Snellville.
You're from Smellville.
You live in Smellville.
Your face smells.
And then Justin's brother was a cheerleader.
No,
and they're good at that.
Guy cheerleaders.
Yeah, there are. They're really known for that.
No, they're not. Like stomping the yard type of cheerleading.
Yeah, where they throw the girls up in the air and stuff.
And they finger their cooches.
And they land on their finger. They have their fingers up like this. They have their two middle fingers up, and the girls land with their legs open right over their cooch. Yeah, it's very well known that you land like that, and then your cooch feels good.
I said, "Burr, it's cold in here." Remember that one? There must be some clovers
up
in
my cooch.
Nope.
Fucking land on my cooch.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh.
All right. I gotta tell you, cheerleading is one thing I could never get into as a teenager.
Why?
I thought they were the biggest nerds. Just because I was like, wait, I don't get this. Like, you guys are just cheering for the people who are doing stuff. It's just a weird. I don't get it.
There's a change in the way that it evolved, though. It used to be just like, yay. That's what they would do, like shake pom poms and go yay. But then I don't know what year or how that developed into this. It became competitive and like highly athletic.
Oh, I've seen them.
They're
world
class athletes.
I've seen Bring It On.
Right.
I mean, I love it. Like, when I watch that shit, I'm like, oh, fucking look at the athleticism. Like, these bitches can do stuff.
They jump and fucking flip. And the dudes are all yoked because you have to be to throw people up in the air all the time.
It's so much work.
It is. But those chicks are down to fuck.
Right.
100%.
All right. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Well, that's I think just is so much work. Maybe that's why as a teenager I was like, nah.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do it. It's a lot of work.
I can just stand here and smoke cigarettes and hate everybody.
No, I know you. You do not want to do this. But they are athletes for
sure. Wait, you didn't see me do push-ups. Did you see my push-up
Holy
yesterday?
Holy shit. Yeah. You need to do more body talk, more of the welcome
Babe,
to body talk.
Welcome to body talk. I did body the perfect talk. Push-up for you yesterday on the beach. You didn't even compliment me on that.
You planked too. They were both very, very impressive. Yep. You definitely know what you're doing.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, okay. Oh shit. My cunt. Oh.
That's a cheerleader from Auburn.
Great. I watched this documentary about rich kids. The
1%?
No, the other one. And I started that one too. The first one that Jamie Johnson made about inheriting the Johnson & Johnson fortune.
Yeah, it's a good documentary.
Yeah, it's on the eve of his inheritance, like where it gets pushed over to him. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting. Did I talk about this on the show already?
I no,
feel like
I don't
an
think
asshole
so.
If I did, sorry. Mm-hmm. But really, really interesting. Like that top crowd, man, they really share a different reality than we do. Like mm-hmm. they breathe different air. You know, you think that we're all the same. We're not.
No. Like, well, it's just so much money.
Yeah.
Like you think about, even like in showbiz terms, you think that like the numbers you hear thrown around is a lot, but it's to those people, this would be like I'm saying people who make real money like, in show business
yeah.
would be poverty
yes.
for the upper 1%.
Well, I once had this great history teacher tell me there's a few ways to make money in America. You're either born into it, you inherit it, or you lie, cheat, and steal.
Mm-hmm.
Like to be, I'm talking really, 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 rich, really wealthy. Yeah, yeah. And for the most part, that's what these motherfuckers did. It's like they all made their money bootlegging.
Yeah.
You know, making booze back when the booze was outlawed, railroading, whatever the fuck.
They're savages.
Monopolizing
yeah, yeah.
industries. They're pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the piece of shits give their money to generations after generations.
Right.
It's amazing.
Keep it in the family.
But what I found, there were some of them, they're not all bad people. I'm not saying that.
That kid seems like a
super
decent,
sweet.
Yeah.
I would like to even hang out with that kid. And there's this other boy who's very sensitive, and his family owns like the train station, Grand Central Station, and amongst a million other things. He seemed really sweet too. What was the point? Fuck. Oh. But what's interesting is that they all feel slightly worthless. There's this tenor of like, because I'm just given all this money, I feel so worthless.
That's a very healthy thought, though.
It's super healthy.
You should feel that way. Because what did you do? You didn't do anything.
Because
you were
no,
just born.
There's no motivation.
Right.
Yeah, there's no incentive to become someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially like, and if you, when you know the safety net is that big and it's there.
Yeah.
There's not, you know, people do things because of the reality of the real world pressure of like, no one's here to take care of me if I don't do something.
Yeah, necessity.
Like I have to.
Necessity dictates that you do things.
Of course.
Like that girl, the my cunt girl.
Yeah.
She probably was like, I need to buy heroin today. I got to buy my cocaine.
Let's not take it. What if she's just, let us say she just wants turkey.
I got to buy slices of turkey today.
Yeah.
How am I going to make this money?
Right.
Well, let's see. I could A, get a job at Starbucks, or B, put my head, hands, and feet into two wooden planks and have two guys rail me
from either
end wearing Timberlands and T-shirts.
That $1,000's going to come away quicker this way. But see, necessity. And that's why she gave us a gift. She gave us a gift. And what happened with that gift? That gift led to what?
The best song ever?
The best song ever. So and then you have her need to have turkey sandwiches and turkey slices leads her head into going into a board. And then her board makes her scream about her cunt. And then her cunt leads, it all is connected. And then there's great music that comes out of it.
Art.
We cut.
The genesis of great art.
Cut.
It's patriotic too. I like that.
Cut.
The words are easy. You can sing along.
You gotta work on that scream though.
Cut.
Now here's the dance part. Everybody feel good. We can Dougie to this. Teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Randall.
But now you see how the world's connected. And
that,
if you hadn't watched that documentary, I don't think this would have come to light for you.
I bet if we put Max Newman's My Cunt song, what's it called? Broken Sex? Broken something, broken sexual.
Oh, right.
We put Max Newman's
Sexually Broken
up against this awful Chinese food song. I bet you Max Newman's song.
Oh, no, his song is called Jeans and My Cunt.
Yeah. Jeans and My Cunt is an infinitely better song than the Chinese food song. Wouldn't you say?
100,000,000,000,000,000,000 times better.
Like, I could even hear my, what is it, Jean? Do you know people can hear you chewing on your fingernails?
It's fine.
Jeans and My Cunt. Jeans and My Cunt. I would hear that on the radio. Wouldn't you love to hear that?
I would turn that up and bump it like as loud as the system goes. Yes.
You know, I was so happy last night driving home from Brea. There was like on my new wave station on channel 33 on Sirius, they were playing goth music for like an hour, like dark wave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why don't they play good music all the time on the radio? You know, because you never hear your music. They only play like, you know, like, do you hear your music a lot on the radio?
No.
I feel like they don't play the shit that I like. Like, why isn't there a radio station that plays Max Newman's My Cunt song? Jeans and My Cunt. The songs people really want to hear.
Yeah, that's true. There should be a Jeans and My Cunt track, but playing on XM Sirius.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
All that stuff. Greasy E.
Greasy
good E. Good music. Good music.
Good songs.
Mastodon. Megalodon.
Megalodon, the spinoff group from Mastodon.
Yeah. Bad Religion. Black yep. Flag.
Apparently, you know, when we played those Coach Tyrant, I think there should be a station just of coaches angrily yelling
That's
at people.
That's a great idea.
I would listen to that. That's a great just motivator on the right way to work or yeah. to a workout.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Poetry Slam.
This is a famous one that never heard before, and the guy's pretty fucking upset. You want to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
I'll tell you one fucking thing. I hope we get fucking hotter than shit just to stuff it up them 3,000 fucking people that show up every fucking day. Because if they're the real Chicago fucking fans, they can kiss my fucking ass right downtown and print it. Hmm. They're really, really behind you around here. My fucking ass. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my fucking players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the fucking nickel-dime people to show up? The motherfuckers don't even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game. They only go out and get a fucking job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a fucking living. 85% of the fucking world's working. The other 15 come out here. A fucking playground for the cocksuckers. Okay. Rip them motherfuckers. Rip them cocksuckers like the fucking players.
This is awesome. Mm. This is the former Chicago Cubs manager, mm-hmm. a.k.a. coach, mm-hmm. Lee Elia.
Chris D'Elia?
Chris D'Elia. This is Chris D'Elia. Before he did stand-up, he was a baseball coach. He was around two, I believe, when he had this job. So yeah, here's more.
Got guys busting their fucking ass and that fucking people boo. And that's the cunt? Uh-huh. My fucking ass. Mm-hmm. They talk about the great fucking support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this fucking year.
I love when a guy says cocksuckers. I think it's such a funny one.
Yeah,
kind of a throwback.
Cocksuckers is old school.
Yeah.
I like mother. A motherfucker is always a good word, too.
Yeah.
You bunch of slap dicks. That's actually my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
You out there, but like a bunch of slap dicks. That's Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan, yeah. Yeah.
Playing grab ass.
The name of the game is hit the ball, catch the ball, and get the fucking job done.
Yeah.
Right now, we have more losses than we have wins. The fucking changes that have happened in the Cub organization are multifold. All right, they don't show because we're 5-14. And unfortunately, that's the criteria of them dumb 15 motherfucking percent that come out to day baseball. The other 85% are earning a living. It'll take more than a 5-13 or 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club. I guarantee you that. There's some fucking pros out there that want to fucking play this game.
I don't know. He's really going off.
What's he
talking about? Really enjoying it a lot. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Your favorite one. Let's see if we can find that one.
Okay.
You've been talking about it.
My God.
Let's see. I think this is it.
Yeah.
Do what we do.
Hi, Foo.
You can win. Redskins. Fuck them.
That's a different guy. Talking about who they're going to play.
Sports. We're talking about a game.
Fuck
you
them.
Guys know me.
Talking about practice.
That I'm about as positive a yes. guy as there is. I believe our team's better than every fucking team in the league. I believe our players are better than any players in the league, right? Those are true statements. That's how I believe. But the team's only going so far if I'm the only guy that leads. The team is only going so far. I'm not a great leader. Okay? I'm not a great leader. I can't lead myself. This whole group of men. We ain't gonna win, guys, if it's about me. I'm sitting back waiting for us to understand the team that we said we were gonna be. What the hell are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? Do you want it or not? Do you understand there's a price to pay? Can we have fun? You're damn right. Mm-hmm. I demand that we have fun.
I like that.
Now, there's a difference between having fun and being a jackass. Our defense was a jackass when we went to Hofstra, eating a bunch of fucking cheeseburgers before we go stretch and all that. That's being a jackass. You can be a world champion, but not like this. We won't win it. We'll sit back and say, why didn't we do it? We didn't do it because where were our fucking priorities? How about our offense? When are we going to put it together? When are we going to put it together?
I see your focus.
Can we not run the ball down their throats every snap? Can we not throw it anytime we want to fucking throw it? Let's make sure we play like the fucking New York Jets.
There we go.
And not some fucking slapdick team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the fuck I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
Yes! That's my favorite.
You love it.
Like a goddamn slapdick team. Let's go get a goddamn snack.
Yeah.
Let's get a snack. I love that. Let's get a goddamn snack.
You know, he lost a bunch of weight.
I know. I don't like him then.
The first comment under this video is, I want the fat Rex back.
Me too.
Why?
Rex Ryan's one of those dudes, and I think there are just guys out there that look better with some meat on their bones.
But he's much healthier.
Yeah, I don't find him as attractive. I like
when he's meat. Meaty.
I love meaty bears, obviously.
Shit, you married one. You know what I'm saying? He's way big. He was huge, though.
I know. I like him. I like big dudes.
He was like 350. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I think it's really cute. I love it. I absolutely love big guys. You know, that John Goodman thing is not bullshit. I really did love John Goodman. I still do.
God damn it.
I find him very attractive.
I saw somebody else post that online randomly. It was a picture of him, and girls were commenting under it like, not going to lie, still have my crush from him from childhood is still alive.
Oh, I love John Goodman.
Right, but I'm saying I've actually saw other women making the same comment. I've never heard it before.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's definitely just aesthetics. I really like, you know, beefy dudes.
You've met him, right? You had to.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, in the late 80s, early 90s.
And
nice. Super, like the best.
Yeah.
The sweetest, the best, the
really?
Awesomest.
Yeah.
Oh, by far. He's so funny too.
He's great. He is a tremendous actor. He's shown that he's like as really, really, really good.
Yeah, dude.
Every movie he's in, every show he's in, he nails it. He always is good.
Yeah, I like really big, tall men too. There's something like you feel safer with bigger guys.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you can trust them to fucking tear someone apart for you.
Remember when we watched Flight and he was the drug dealer for Denzel?
Oh, he's amazing.
He was so good at that.
He's amazing.
He just brought in all his cocaine and shit. Yeah. He had the ponytail. And he was so believable as that guy.
Plus, John Goodman could kill you with his one hand, too.
He's a bear.
He's a fucking grizzly bear like
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I like to feel that you could end my life at any moment, too.
The fear?
The fear and the safety at the same time. The push and pull with bears. That's what I like. Really excited about our new bed situation coming up.
So what's the dealio? Explain.
We're getting the bed tomorrow. It's coming.
Right. And it just so happened that it It's right after we got a message.
So we went ahead and ordered a bed.
Because we just knew we needed it.
We needed it. And we were, listen, I'm so sorry. And the minute we order it, like a week, now we're getting a letter, an email from a bed company saying that they'd be willing to give us a free one. And I'm like, no, it's literally showing up tomorrow because we were impatient. I'm sorry, but we couldn't do it another day, man. It's summer. We're sweating. It's the dog. It's a bear. And I mean, every night you sleep on your back and you put your arm up and then your elbow hits me in the face.
It's I'm feeling sore every morning now, too.
My back's killing me.
Breaking me down. Yeah, we're done.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
We're done.
We're done. And it's a new day. Tomorrow's going to be a whole new day, dude.
I'm really excited about
it. I can't believe we waited this long to get a bed. I can't believe it.
What? You think 10 years is a long time?
And that mattress is older than 10.
It's kind of upsetting to think about, actually. I don't even want to think about it.
It's disgusting.
It's making me mad.
I inherited that from a comic.
I don't want to fucking
talk
about it.
Who knows where?
Please. Jesus. So upset after you told me that. That's the day I was like, order the new bed now.
I know.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what?
How do you not bring that up?
Because I blocked it out of my own
God
head.
Damn it.
You know, we had other priorities the last few years.
No.
Podcast. Equipment, stuff, a couch. We're growing up. We got to get grown up stuff.
All right. Well,
I'm so excited.
The bed is happening now.
All right. I love you. Let's go get some new sheets, man. We gotta get
all
new
right,
sheets.
Let's prepare for the new bed.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We love you, mommies.
Love you. Bye, jeans.
Take care of your cunts.
Oh my God.